after the Ebola outbreak, there was an extraordinary recession of WHO, and there have been discussions starting in 2015, January 2015, that executive board session decided that WHO's program and work on outbreaks would be reformed, restructured, very much with that principle of one joined-up program at the three levels and lightening decision-making steps to enable faster action. So it was a design reform requested by the member states, and we undertook it. We restructured our program, and we're starting to see that it is working better. For example, if you take the case of the Ebola outbreak in the DRC and several other outbreaks that have taken place, using the funds that was created in WHO headquarters, we're able to put people on the ground faster. And frankly, I think what's most important is that my colleague is able to decide what to do with his team without waiting for my permission and keeping a watching brief and supporting him when it's necessary.
Mm. I was going to ask you, on the Democratic Republic of the Congo, there has been a recent outbreak, one of many in recent years, but can you give us the latest news you have?
Yes. Only two specimens have been confirmed as being positive, including by the reference laboratory in Franceville in Gabon, and four deaths, so we've had one more death. We now have a mobile lab on the ground, and we're anticipating now being able to get confirmation of cases, yes or no, much more quickly in that remote area. We were able to get people out there pretty quickly, considering that it's so difficult logistically. There's no roads by the time you get close to the place, and we've had to have plane and helicopter transport, basically, to get people and materials, equipment out there. But it's been able to start happening fairly quickly. So to me, that's a good indication that the reforms are starting to work.
Yes, and so just to labour the point with DRC, how many contacts are you chasing up still? It was 400 a few days ago.
Around 400 odd.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
I think we're still around that number.
Now, within the African region, you have about 100 public health emergencies every year. So maybe you could talk to me about the adolescent health flagship programme that you have for Africa now.
Okay. Yes, we're starting on an adolescent, what we're calling a flagship program, because, first of all, we've got a very young population in the African region. Secondly, because we recognize that this is a huge opportunity to improve health overall, because you can do a lot of prevention with young people and get sustainable behaviors, safe, healthy behaviors established. Also, because our young people have problems, reproductive health, early marriages, unwanted pregnancies, and of course, HIV/AIDS, which is still a big problem. So there's not a lot of money for adolescent health as such, but we've recognized that if we integrate the needs of adolescents into the work that we are doing in HIV/AIDS, in reproductive health, in violence and injuries, and young people are particularly affected by those, and in the prevention of non-communicable diseases, we can have good investments for health, not only while these people are young, but going forward and for their families. And I think we can also test. I'm very interested in seeing if our health systems can deliver for adolescents. We think that we'll be working in a good way on health systems, frankly, so that they deliver for other people who have received more attention for their health care than adolescents.
And last question to you. The election of the new World Health Organization Director General is going to be happening in the next 24 hours or so. What would you like to see? What are you going to be talking to the new chief about of the UN Health Agency?
Yeah, great question. Well, we would like to see several things. One, we think that we have a very good leadership consultative mechanism in WHO, which was established by Dr. Chan, what is called the Global Policy Group. And it's enabled us really to harmonize and to understand among ourselves and to exchange closely among the regions, as well as work better with headquarters. So we'd like to see that sustained by the next Director General. We, of course, need a leader who would continue the dialogue with our member states, demonstrate with us, to them, that WHO reform is working, and help us to improve the financing of WHO, especially flexible funding, so that we can balance programs that are covered. We have some imbalance in what gets money and what doesn't. We would like to maintain the focus on outbreaks and emergencies. We think the reform is paying dividends and would like to work with this person to get funding for this program going as well. Yeah. And we very much like to work on the sustainable development goals as WHO, working better with other sectors and supporting our member states to do that as well.